There's still a lot to learn about the two suspects in the Charlie Hebdo massacre this week, and Mark McKinnon has been doing some great reporting on that front for Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper. McKinnon went to the apartment building where the Kouachi brothers lived, and he spoke with some of their neighbors, starting with a woman who lives right across the hall from the suspect's home.
She was a Tunisian immigrant, only spoke in Arabic, and she was whispering. She was terrified to speak to me and was saying, you know, they're going to come back and kill me for talking to you. But then she kept talking and kept talking. Obviously, they've been concerned about their neighbors for some time, and they could hear them through the walls sort of constantly reciting the Quran, which isn't in and of itself remarkable, but to such an extent that she and her husband became convinced that these people living next to them must be extremists. And so her husband hired a plumber to help him open the door in a way they hoped would not be obvious while the Kouachi brothers were off shopping for groceries. And they broke into the apartment and they discovered what she says was a cache of arms. And she didn't know precisely what type of weapons, but we're now seeing what kind of weapons they had, obviously. But her husband was caught in the middle of this. And when the brothers came home, and there were four people who actually lived in the apartment, they confronted her husband. She says she demonstrated with her hands, you know, being shoved around, slammed against the fridge, and threatened not to go to the police. And remarkably, he didn't go to the police, which I think speaks not just to the level of terror they obviously instilled in this poor man, he was an elderly guy, but also just the breach between France's Muslim community and its police service.
What have the French authorities said about this story the Tunisian woman told you?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we haven't got a firm answer from the French police on this one. I was also at the mosque in the local neighborhood. And near where the Kouachi brothers attended from time to time. They say they weren't regular attendees there. They may have been praying at the reports they prayed at a smaller prayer house that was more radical than the Grand Mosque of Gennevilliers. But you know, the head of the Muslim Association there told me that they don't really have much of a relationship with the police, and the police hadn't even been. This was 36 hours after the attack on Charlie Hebdo. The police hadn't been to talk to those who knew the brothers at the mosque.
Yeah, apparently the imam at the Grand Mosque of Gennevilliers had real trouble connecting with the Kouachi brothers a couple of years ago.
Yeah, this was an amazing anecdote. Apparently the imam was, and this would be before the 2012 French elections, calling on Muslims in the community to go and register and vote and make their voices heard. And the older Kouachi brother, apparently both brothers stood up, and the older Kouachi brother, Saeed, said out loud in front of the prayer hall that this was not the imam's job to be telling Muslims to go and vote. And they had an argument. It sounds like it was rather polite, and they left. And after that, we're seen less and less frequently at this mosque. But it gives you an idea of just how disconnected or opposed they were to the integration of France's Muslims into broader society.
You know, you spoke with some other people in Gennevilliers who, as you were asking questions, they told you you were asking the wrong questions. They said you should ask about the Gulf in French society. So yeah. Did you ask them, and what did they say?
Well, that was a remarkable conversation, and in that I didn't initiate it. We were standing outside of a kebab stand and we're interviewing other people, and this young person came up to us and started quite confrontationally saying that we should not be asking about what these men did. We should be asking why they did it. And he said he referred to this gulf in French society. And to be honest with you, and when I asked to press him on, he went on a rant about Zionists and Freemasons. So it was not the most coherent conversation, but at the same time, you got a sense of that there were supporters of what happened out there in the same neighborhood. And I imagine another banlieues of Paris, and there are people who, if not supporters, people who understand why someone would feel as disconnected from French society and as angry as the Kouachi brothers obviously did.
Yeah, so did you speak with anybody else who tried to describe that gulf? I mean, is a gulf economic? Is it a cultural gulf? Is it everything?
Yeah, and back to the mosque again. I mean, Gennevilliers is far from the poorest of the banlieue of Paris, and this, even the building that's
kind of middle class, yeah.
Yeah, and the building that the Kouachi brothers lived in is quite nice, certainly from the outside of their door anyhow. And you have to be buzzed through security to get up and all that. I mean, this is, it's not, these are not slums. When you go to the mosque and you ask about this gulf, it does come back to the idea that French Muslims feel that the justice system doesn't work for them. And, when you talk to them about Charlie Hebdo in particular, they said this was offensive, and it was even more offensive to them that they felt other types of speech were actually restricted. You can't say whatever you want about the Holocaust in France. You can't say whatever you want about Nazis in France. But you can make fun of the Prophet Muhammad. And they saw this as French society not understanding them. And I asked the president of the Mosque Association, I said to him, you know, people are saying, je suis Charlie, what do you think about this? And he said, well, je ne suis pas Charlie, I'm not Charlie. Hmm. I respect Charlie, but I'm definitely not Charlie. I hope Charlie would respect me more than that, more than they have shown.
The Globe and Mail newspaper's Mark McKinnon speaking with me from Paris. Thank you very much.
Thank you.